I'm a customer. You sit down with me. What do you say?
Yeah, so I think as everybody's aware, we nominated Flex for National Hog Farmer's Best New Product, which is likely going to lead to a lot of customers and prospects coming to the booths asking the question, hey, tell me more about Flex. And the way I would kind of walk a conversation through as it relates to that would be, you know, we've had Flex start since, according to Joel Spencer, Q1 of 2011. And it's had a phenomenal run for United Animal Health.
Wow.
And 3 years ago on the R&D side, we Buddy had brought forward, hey, it's time we start working on updating Flex and bringing that next generation forward. So if you think about the journey we've been on in R&D the last 3 years, 3 years ago, one of the biggest needs of our customers was, as we've shifted to this Duroc bore line, we've got more enteric E. coli challenges. So Buddy and the nursery team started working on E. coli. As we start doing some F-18 challenge model work, start getting some answers both on core nutrition and technologies, the bottom absolutely fell out on profitability in the swine industry. We went through an 18-month stretch there that I think most would describe as a bloodbath. And your customers would have been asking, hey, what can we do to simplify these diets? How do we reduce costs? And the mindset went from, you know, historically, how do we drive performance and profitability to how do we survive and advance, kind of that March Madness basketball mentality there. So we did look at, okay, what if we do full Flex versus, you know, simpler diets? And there's time, you know, if you got high health, high performing pigs, that it could potentially be similar. But if we have any kind of adversity there, we know that that program is going to give up. Then I would say we went, as we came out of that trough of just rough financial losses, we started to hear more and more about these hard starting Durocs of just, hey, we're working harder than we've ever worked before to start pigs and the results are just not there. And with that, we heard specifically these pigs are lazy. We can't get them up on feed. So the nursery team started working on, hey, what can we do to drive intake in these pigs? And then as we were starting to get some answers there, PERS 144 just spread like a prairie fire across most of the Midwest. That's a totally different situation where you get, we believe those pigs probably have half the intake of what we expect. So if you think about formulating diets and the pigs are only eating half of what you think they're getting, it creates a discussion around plane of nutrition and nutrient density. So you've had all that going on in the background. And 1 year ago at our national sales meeting in Coralville or Iowa City there, you'll recall we had that swine breakout session of, hey, what are the needs of our customers? And what are the biggest needs for this evolution of Flex? And we had all kinds of situations come up. And I think a lot of us walked out of that session of where do we go from here? But what I took away from that is it's just becoming increasingly more difficult for one nursery program, one set fixed nursery program to cover all these needs that our customers have and are facing across their production systems. And that led us to kind of this approach of, we're going to have a Flex base, which is designed to be the foundation for every nursery pig, every operation, every time. And then based on the needs of the system or the flow or the region, we can then flex our strategy to meet the needs of those pigs. We've got Flex intake for these hard starting pigs that need to get eating fast, where we're really trying to drive intake. We got Flex drive for when pig prices are high and performance is the priority. We can focus on maximizing performance and profitability. And then in those flows where we have disease challenge or health challenges, we have Flex protect to really help set those pigs up for the adversity they're about to face. And I think if really the key thing here is to, you know, walk the customers through. This is the first step towards precision feeding nursery pigs. And this whole historical approach of we're going to do like a 4 pounds an N1 and a 12 pounds an N2, and we're going to use one base mix, really needs questioned, especially If you attended the Livability Conference in November and saw the lack of progress we've made as an industry over the last 5 years in pig survivability, it really calls out we need to rethink our approach to how we start pigs in particular and how we feed them all the way through to market.
So no more set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it is for your rotisserie chicken and not for your nursery pig, David.
That's good. That's good. So how do the packs work?
Yeah, so everybody's going to be on flex base. And if you get a three-phase program, rough numbers there would be 675-pound inclusion in phase one, 435 pounds phase two, 145 in phase three. Then you're going to add these packs on, and these packs are going to be 150 pounds phase one, 75 pounds in phase two, and zero in phase three. So that's kind of how we would implement that. But as an example I want to walk through is you take a production system like Mash Offs. They've got different regions with different scenarios going on. So in Southern Illinois, up till recently, they had high health, high performing pigs. That's likely a situation where a flex base could potentially cover the needs and the value proposition would be similar performance and livability, lower cost. Central Prairie, they were getting blown up with PRRS. This is likely a situation where we want to use flex protect and dial up some of the amino acids there to account for that lower intake. And then out west and some of their western operations, with including the old Nebraska pod there, they were dealing with a lot of E. coli. So there we'd want to use the Protect Pack, probably lower lysine there, not to deal with the enteric challenge. But as you know, we were talking to Mash Offs about this, that Southern Illinois flow that had the high health, high performing pigs broke with PRRS 144. So in that situation, if you already had flex base in there, now we're just going to bolt on a protect pack and can move pretty quickly. I think the biggest thing here is we've got the ability to update this as new groups start by just interchanging those packs. Now with this does come more complexity. And how you implement this and how you manage it, make sure the pigs are getting the right feed. But I think the most important thing is, as an account team, is to really understand what the needs of the system are. And this is really kind of tailoring it to each region's sow flow and getting more precise in our nutrition recommendations than a one-size-fits-all approach.
And it spends your money most wisely.
Right. So it's save money where you can to spend it where you need it most.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was the part that you talked about in there. So how does something like this, if you're okay with it, how does something like this compare with Cargill?
So my experience at Cargill is now dated almost 3.5 years. But it was, hey, we're willing to work with you any way you want, as long as you feed 4 pounds of N1, 12 pounds of N2, and use this base mix.
So definitely
it was
set
pretty,
it, forget it.
It was pretty fixed. It was a set it and forget it. And it was driven by milling constraints and trying to get the most efficiency at the corporate mills to deliver that. And it now the pros of that is maybe you can drive some costs down on the manufacturing side and you kind of dummy proof implementation. When you just really focus on, hey, did every pig get 4 pounds of N1 and that's your focus? But I think, you know, as you think back to that discussion we had a year ago at the U.S. Sales meeting breakout, you're going to have all these discussions pop up of, hey, we lost out or missed out an opportunity on E. coli. We were too expensive here, or our pigs didn't handle PRRS the best. When you try to do one program for the masses, you kind of sub-optimize everything.
Yeah, because you'd said it's like built for the average pig.
Built for the average pig. And we all know that not every pig going into these facilities is 12, 13, or 14 pounds. There's some 8-pound pigs in there. And with that approach, you're backed into a corner of, do I formulate for the worst pig in that barn, the average pig. I think as we've had some of these conversations with customers, they tend to think about the biggest pigs and formulating for those, even as opposed to the average. So
the one thing that strikes me whenever I hear this, it's like, because I think it's a tendency of our organization across everything. It's like, it's set up truly for the best interest of the customer, not for our model. You know, when you look at a lot of competitive products in all fields, it's like they're set up to maximize corporate return. You know, this is the easiest way for us to do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of our programs across everything are set up to be not the easiest way.
Yep.
But the most beneficial way, even from the argument that our microbial products are premium because the selection process is harder, the way it's built is more intense than the eye to profitability. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. Let's have some great conversations this week. I hope this is somewhat helpful to whoever would listen to this, if they're so inclined.
Well, David, one thing I think that you should leave with our team is just what's going to be showcased at both the booth and the tent here as we think about promoting United at Pork Expo.
Yeah, we're going to have, as we showed on the booth overview, we're going to have the main messaging is around Flex, and the message is Flex Your Strategy, meaning packs Flex based on what strategy you want. Then for the platform itself on the microbial side, we are leaning into that same concept with Feed Your Strategy. And so we'll have whatever your problem, we have the solution. So that'll be the other side of the booth. We'll also be running some digital ads that reinforce that same concept, and it'll be in the tent and all of our messaging around the show.
A couple things have me excited going into Pork Expo is, one, you know, you think back to January and trade show season with all the rumors going around with Doug's exit, is, you know, is United for sale? Are these guys giving up? What's going on? We're launching a new nursery program. To me, this is, we plant our flag in the ground and we're not going anywhere.
It's a big deal.
We're doubling down, and this is, to my knowledge, the first time in a long time we've really showcased core nutrition at World Pork Expo.
That's right.
And if you look at the new product showcase there, National Hog Farmer, we're the only ones really in this nutrition space in the running there. So I would be extremely proud as a team member that, hey, we're not backing down from anybody. We're coming strong with new technology, new program. And that we should be bold and confident in these conversations with our customers and be excited. I always look at Pork Expo as, would not want to be the guy selling gestation crates right now with Prop 12 and all that pushback.
Right.
So we get to do what we enjoy to do, and it should be a fun time. Weather will be great. Let's make the most of it.
Yeah, and the voting on the product, you can... what a great way to introduce the idea to a customer.
Yeah.
Send them a link and say, hey, we've got a product in the run. We'd appreciate your vote. That's a very soft way to introduce the product itself.
Yep. Yeah, very good.
All right. Let's have a great show.
Thanks.
Thank you.